Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're just tuned into Lush Radio Online Midnight Hour with your sexy host, Emma E2K, and your co-host. Where my co-host at?
I'm right here, baby. TDI in the building.
In the building. I think we're going to have some introductory music, actually, not.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted that. You should have told me, girl. You should have told me.
Yeah, you know, but it's all good. We're here, and let me just go into something real quick, and then we're going into, you know, our first song, which is the Curl Thomas Emotional, because I feel a little emotional right now, especially with the way I came in. I'm a little emotional, so... I'm going to read you something from, of course, you already know, a little stuff from The Secret, which is my second Bible. From the moment you are born, you have a cosmic partner who never leaves your side throughout your whole life. This cosmic partner has unbelievable contact and unlimited means and the ways of doing anything you want. Time is no obstacle. Size is no problem, and space doesn't exist for your cosmic partner. There isn't anything your partner cannot do for you, and all you have to do is follow the cosmic rules. Ask, and then really believe that in the moment you ask, what you desire is already yours. Imagine it, the entire cosmic universe batting for you. So I just want to leave that Thanksgiving thought to everyone before we start getting into some feel-good music. TDI, you have any thoughts or anything to say?
Not at all, baby. I'm just really digging that little autonomous joint you picked out. That's crazy.
Thank you. And that's always, you know, I like to my little stuff from The Secret. Everybody know about The Secret. I'm sure you've heard about The Secret. And if you haven't picked up that book, no, I don't get a percentage out of it. But you will definitely receive something out of reading that book, guaranteed, at least, you know, to start thinking more positive thoughts. So into that, let's just go into this Curl Thomas Emotional. Don't forget to follow us on the Facebook, /MAE2K, on the Twitter, MAE2K and TDI NYC. And your Facebook is TDI what?
Rodriguez.
TDI Rodriguez. So, you know, just follow us on the Facebook and enjoy. Curl Thomas Emotional.
But somehow we got loose from what was oh so tight. Somewhere we went wrong when we were oh so right.
What's a man to do if he just can't ignore?
Oh, what's a man to do?
What am I to do when my heart beats me to the door?
Now I've tried and tried again, but now this is the end. Tell me what. I had no choice. What was there for us was to terminate our love and be free.
What's a man to do when he just can't take no more?
Oh, what's a man to do?
What am I to do when my heart beats me to the door?
Now we've tried and tried again, but now this is the end.
Midnight Hour with some Carl Thomas Emotional. I'm throwing the videos up on the Facebook, so make sure you follow me, Facebook.com/Emma E2K. If you want to Twitter me, I'm Emma E2K, and my co-host TDI would be TDINYC. And this is how we do it every Tuesday at midnight. So I just want to thank everybody that came out for all the functions I've had this past couple of days, starting with Lush Radio, E2K and Lush Radio Online's networking event and the video release for Eluse and Pete Cologne in Mimosas on Thursday. That was hot. And Friday followed up the Watson and Stratford reunion. Shout out to everybody that came out for that. On Saturday, of course, was the show, and I ended it early because I ran to go see the Chaka Khan concert, and she did her thing. Atlantic Star performed at the Paradise Theater. I had a great, awesome time. It was rumored that Prince was supposed to show up. Of course, you know, he didn't because I was in the building heavy, and I wasn't going to have to believe it. But he didn't, but it's all good. The show was still phenomenal. Chaka Khan did her thing. And then Sunday, we had the 8th Annual Give Thanks Dinner, which was at Cry Aloud Ministries on 138 between Willis and Brown Place. And we got to feed at least, if we didn't, I believe we went over, but at least I know we hit the mark probably of 200 people we fed out there. And that was a great feeling. Everybody came out and did their part. And, you know, we had an awesome time. So I'm posting the pictures. Everybody be patient. But let's keep going. Give me some Fantasia Bittersweet. You know, I heard her the other day, and I was like, I think that definitely we're going to play this. So we're going to go with some Fantasia Bittersweet.
Stay tuned, relax, and kick off your shoes. You're now listening to the...
Wow. Going on, baby.
That was kind of bittersweet. That was bittersweet.
that shit was a lot of rough. That's the opposite.
That was, all right, now we got you.
We ain't going to try to blow nobody's ears out over here, man.
Okay, let's try the bittersweet one more time. And stay in the mold. We're trying to stay in the mold.
All right, let's do it. No, I'm good, baby. I'm up. Let's do it.
All right.
the things you gave me, start to throw it out. Something always stops me, yeah. I'm not as over you as I say. Oh, deep inside my heart, I made the right decision, but it's kinda hard when your mind is thinking, oh.
Yeah, man, it's always bittersweet, you know, it's always bittersweet when you are, you know, have to leave relationships and all that, and you think about them. Sometimes, you know, you got your bitter days and you got your sweet days where you remember the reason why you got with them, but then you remember the reason why you left their ass, and that's when it becomes bitter.
You know,
shout out to Monique, Mimosa's Lounge. She's on the check-in on the Facebook. You know, she actually gave us the plays on Thursday. Wait, she actually gave us the plays on Thursday so we can have the networking event, you know?
Okay. Shout out to her.
Yeah, definitely shout out to her. She's on the check-in. That's what's up. Shout out to Liz. Liz also supported me and cooked like 2 trays of rice and brand pies and all that. For right. Sunday's event. She also did the door for me on Thursday at Mimosa's as well. So shout out to her, man. You know, I got the ill female team that goes hard body. Shout out to Lush out there on the grind as well in the DMV area doing her thing too. I believe the place is called Club Rose with, you know, where she's doing her one too that tonight. So shout out to her. You know, shout out to all the women on the grind, man, the women on the move. For you men too, but you know, shout out to everybody, you know. So yeah, shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody, man. Because you know, Thanksgiving is on Thursday, so
tomorrow actually. It's Wednesday tomorrow is Thursday.
Oh, you know what? Why you always confuse me with that Wednesday, Tuesday stuff? And then you confuse everybody, and then the people are not going to call tonight. Listen, we on Tuesday midnight, which technically TVI is right, becomes Wednesday. But don't get confused. Now, Wednesday midnight is actually Tuesday midnight. Okay? So we don't want to confuse you. The next joint that I want to play, though, is a joint that actually is by Nicki Minaj, you know. I really wasn't too much of a Nicki fan. You know what I'm saying? I'm still kind of, you know, indecisive about her. She's still, you know, my decision hasn't came in yet. But there's this one particular song, though, that I heard, and it kind of changed my views about her. So, you know, shout out to Nicki Minaj, and out of respect, you know, for music in general, I got to hear it. And, you know, I got to hear it, and I liked it. And it's right through me. You know, the video is fire. For you ladies, if y'all seen this video of Nicki Minaj with that fine, fine, fine piece of yummy, yum, yum she got up in there in the Right Through Me video. Holy moly, scrunches, dumptious. TDI, TDI, just play me the song, TDI, because I'm about to get some shit with my midnight boys. Like, oh, boy. But, let's just go, Right Through Me, man. Yeah, Right Through Me, man.
Let's do it.
I don't know what happened inside of you. Oh. Yeah. Right through me. How many times ever in your life you was able to meet somebody that you could say that? That you could tell them, you know what I'm saying, yo, you see right through me. Or actually not tell them, but know that they see right through you. That's heavy. TDI, you ever had that feeling that somebody seen right through you? TDI. Am I hosting alone? I probably am. Is anyone out there? Can you hear me? Okay.
I'm right here. You don't hear me? You ain't hear me, B. What's going on over here, man? I said, yeah, hell yeah. I had somebody.
You're trying to talk too sexy, but too low. You got to, like, up it up a notch so I could hear you at least.
I said, hell yeah, hell yeah. Motherfucking, I had somebody tell me that. I was like, whoa.
So they told you that, but you never told no one else, like nobody else that?
Nah, I haven't. Although I did, but I never told nobody that shit. I don't think that's something you should tell somebody. You can see right through them, just chill. No, I didn't.
But at least you felt it, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, okay. Confession at the midnight hour, you know what I'm saying? Now go with that.
Oh, yeah.
At the midnight hour. So, do I have a caller? Because I have someone that was going to call in. She don't want to be put on blast. She just wants to listen to the show. And she says she's having problems on the website.
Yeah, somebody is actually on the line.
All right, so she just wants to listen. I'm not going to shout her out. But shout out to Monique. So Mamosa Ground. Thank you for providing a place for us on our networking event on this Thursday in New York City. Monique is always, she says you're welcome. She always represents E2K Magazine and me as a person. She's a great friend. And, you know, she's one of those women that go out there hard body with hers and stuff. And she owns the hottest lounge in the BX. And whenever you're in the Bronx in New York City, make sure you check out Mamosa's Lounge at 1237 Castle Hill Avenue. Yo, I just gave you a commercial. Monique, I expect another free party. Now you stop.
I'll be there tomorrow, and I'll make sure I ask for her.
Make sure you ask for Monique. Tell her that you heard it on the show on the midnight hour. That's TDI, my co-host, Monique. That's my co-host, TDI.
I'll be there mañana, early. Oh, yeah.
All right, so we played some Carl Thomas. We played some Bittersweet by Fantasia. And we even played some Nicki Minaj, Right Through Me. So now I want to pick up the pace. This is one of TDI's suggesting joints. And TDI, you want to introduce this Jeremiah stuff?
Hell yeah, man. Jeremiah featuring 50, Down On Me, fire.
That's how we
hear it. On the Midnight Hour, B, with the sexy host Emma. I'm holding it down, TDI. And you know, Rush Radio Online, B. Let's do it.
She want it, I can tell she want it. Want me to push up on it, for she know where I'm all on it. We get the party going, liquor flowing, this is fire. 50 and Jeremiah, number one, there's nothing higher. Get it,
I see you, baby.
Work it, down.
Okay, she headed to the dance floor and she slowly started popping it. Something like my wrist beats, everybody got to watching it. Girl, you got that secret treasure, I'm gon' put a lock on it. Don't care what they say, I would be stupid to be not owning this sticky. Heard you got that sticky. Let's go and take 9 shots, we'll just call it 50. And I gonna lick it till a hickey. Had that river running, keep you gunning till you empty.
Bang.
Oh, you look so sweet. What you working, balance? Look at your physique. Girl, you are a beauty. Well, I am a beast. They must have been tripping to have left me off a leash.
I like the way you grind with that booty on me. Sorry you were down while you looking lonely. Go buy another round and it's all on me. As long as I'm around, put it down on me. Just put it down on me. Put it down on me. Down on me. Put it down on me. Don't throw it off the mound. Show me how it's gonna be. Girl, all I really want is you down on me. Put it down on me.
I'm thumping, party jumping, show this shit. Perfect tee, she rock her hips and roll her hips and drop it down like it's nothing. She just like an hourglass, see how fast an hour pass. Time flies when I'm on that jet, but I won't put out this show on blur. Work it like a pro, sit and watch it go. Do a thing out on the floor, she bounce it fast and shake it slow. So sexual, incredible, she beautiful, she edible. I got her, I won't let her go, I ain't seen nothing better, yo. Look how she twerk it, the way she worked it. Make me wanna hit it, heaven when I'm in it. If I do not fit, I'm going to make it, girl, you can take it. Don't stop,
like
get it.
I like the way you grind with that booty on me. Sorry you were down.
know, that was Jeremiah featuring 50 Cent. You know.
Yes.
Down on me. That was kind of popping. At first, I was kind of questioning it, but yeah, you made a good call, TDI.
Come on, man. When don't I?
Yeah. No,
yeah.
You know, we're like the yin and yang over here, you know what I'm saying? I like to Mark. Say chill out old school and, you know, and then TDI hits me with the new and I got to, you know, I got to listen sometimes. Sometimes, don't get crazy now. Shout out to everybody that's on the check-in, that's following us on Facebook, that's on the check-in, calling in. We definitely appreciate
word,
it.
Word, word, word. Shouts to my homie Crew Cuts on the check-in. Shouts to Vice. Shouts to DJ Showcase and Talk City Radio. You.
That's what's up. So, let's see. So we played some Carl Thomas Emotional, Bittersweet Fantasia. Nikki went right through me. And then we picked up the pace with Jeremiah featuring 50 Cent, Down on Me. Which, by the way, I play in the videos on my Facebook. So make sure you follow me on the Facebook for the videos. I played it. So
yeah.
I want to play now some Christina Aguilera because she was performing today with Dancing in the Stars. Whoever follows
that.
Listen, 70 million people. Are you listening to the numbers? 70 million people watched that whole season. The 11th season.
Man.
70 million people. Okay? So those are numbers. So, yeah, it's a lot of people. So shout out to them. And, you know, shout out to Christina Aguilera. And she sang Beautiful. And I just want to dedicate Beautiful to all the beautiful people out there. Because, like I said, in Thanksgiving week and Thanksgiving being a day away because it'd be Wednesday, like TDI pointed out. And so and being a day away, I just want to let everybody know that you're beautiful no matter what they say. And if they got something to say, you holler at me and TDI and we take care of them. So,
that's
Christina,
right.
Beautiful, let's do it.
Every day is so wonderful.
bring me down today, tomorrow. Don't bring me down ever, you know. No matter what people say, you know, you're beautiful to everybody. Mm. Everybody's beautiful. Even in the strobe light, you're beautiful.
Oh, man. Even in the strobe light?
Even in the strobe light, you're beautiful. You know what I'm saying? We can't see the cellulitis in the strobe light.
I guess so. I guess you're right.
After you were like on the you know, and then you gotta blame it. See what happens is, and I'm going into the next song. See what happens is in the strobe light when you were clubbing and all that, and you wanna feel, you know, you start feeling all this feel good music, and you start, you know, sipping it back. Next thing you know, what you gonna blame it on? You can't blame it on the right? So saying that, yeah, saying that, let's go straight into Jamie Foxx featuring T-Pain. Blame it on the cause when you hear that.
Blame it on the loose, got you feeling loose, too. Blame it on the drone, got you feeling strong. Blame it on the alcohol, blame it on the alcohol. It's, she said she usually don't, but I know that she's front. Cause shorty know what she want, but she don't want to seem like she easy. I hate saying what you won't do, but you know we're probably gonna do.
Blame it on the
that's what some people do the very next day, you know, once they wake up in the hotel room and they look to see who's sleeping next to them, then they want to be like, oh, man, blame it on the and the strobe light. She sure looking fine after three drinks and in the strobe light. When I seen her in my mimosa, she didn't look all that cellulite on her.
Yeah, you foul. Home.
Woo! Anyway, everybody's beautiful one way or another. You know what I'm saying? After a couple of drinks, even more so. Shout out to Jamie Foxx. Everybody slept on him, thinking that he was just a comedian. And when he came out with his CD, people, you know, he took a lot of people on back. Because he got that soulful sound. He got that feel-good voice. Like, when you just hear him, like, you know, singing his song. At first, I'm not going to front, when I first heard his music, I used to laugh. Because, you know, he's just a comedian. So naturally, you hear his voice, you just want to laugh. But then when I started, yeah, when I started hearing his joints, I was like, I was impressed. So shout out to Jamie Foxx, man, doing his thing for sure. So, like I said, Saturday I was at the Paradise watching Chaka Khan and Atlantic Star, man. He took it back. It was totally, totally old school. On top of that, they gave me a flyer for Valentine's Day. Paradise Theater's having Charlie Wilson. So, yeah, they're going to have Charlie Wilson, and I believe Christy Michelle, I think her name is.
Yeah,
for Valentine's Day at the Paradise Theater. So whoever don't have plans for Valentine's On the Box Entertainment is going in, and I suggest you get those tickets early. So just to give you a little feel, whoever don't know about Charlie Wilson is not up on him. Let's give him some Charlie Wilson. Charlie, last name Wilson.
Yeah.
Yo, see. Yeah, we need to get out and do something, man. Got all these hot cars and hot cribs. Ain't got nobody to share it with, baby. You know what I mean? Let's go.
Hey, girl. How you doing? My name is Charlie. Oh, let's make Wilson. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. With all of this fortune, what am I doing single? Sometimes I tell myself, man, get out and mingle. You don't have to be alone, you need someone to love. But being famous, sometimes it's hard to find someone to trust. But here with that this time, I'm gonna treat myself. Being in love is good for your health. It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else. Now that I'm in this club, I might as well.
Hey, girl. How you doing? My name is Charlie.
Charlie.
Last name Wilson.
I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
Got nobody to chill with on the weekend. This is just a house, just the one makes it a home. Love don't count me out, cause I'm so all alone.
But here with that design, I'm gonna treat myself.
Being in love is good for your health.
It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else.
Now that I'm in this club, I might as well.
I know you.
Oh, this must be one hell of a
deja vu.
Haven't I seen you?
I don't know about you, but that sure made me feel good. For Charlie Wilson to give me his number, his studio number, his mama number, you know, I want all the numbers.
Oh, man.
I want to be on stalk mode. I want to stalk you.
Charlie Wilson.
You know what I'm saying? Charlie Wilson. Get up for Charlie Wilson. No, but that's, he got that old school smooth operator, pimp status, thing, gimme jiggy going on, right?
Yeah, he do. Definitely.
Yeah, he definitely got the swagger, so Charlie
Wilson. I like
Wilson
that track, though. I like that.
Aye. As I know, I told you was like, that's a keeper?
Hell yeah.
All right, so that's what's up. So, you know, I want to go old school with it. We were thinking, like, something to throw old school, and we're trying to stay upbeat, you know, being that we want everybody to go in, you know, in the Thanksgiving weekend, upbeat, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's enough for everybody always, you know, feeling down and all that stuff. That's the reason why we do the Midnight Hour. We put some feel-good music. And Monique is telling me she's loving the vibe. That's what's up. As we try to create this, you know, not so much baby-making music and stuff, even though I do go there, but there's all type of different feel-good music. Feel-good music is just music that when you listen to it, it makes you feel good. It could kind of, you know, just turn your whole thoughts around. You'll be thinking about, oh, I got to pay the bills or this or that, or I got to take care of this. And you hear a song, and it's just like you forget about everything. You're just concentrating on the words of the song. So that's what a feel-good song is. You know, feel-good music is about that. And we try to, you know, fill that up. And we try to fill up as much as we can in this hour. People have been requesting for us to do 2 hours, but because we do it midnight, and, you know, that means we'll be finishing like 2 in the morning. Not only TDI is not going to do it because he get up like 5 in the morning. But
I
got to
get up
I'm
in like 10 minutes, yeah.
But I'm not doing it because I got to get up. You know, my toddler wakes me up at 6:30. So about my food. So being that he does that, I'm not doing that. So I'm going to go old school with it. And, I mean, this is something that even though it was kind of crazy when people first heard it, people couldn't just help but sing it. So we're going to go with Cisco. And we're going to go with thong, 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 thong. We're going with the thong song from Cisco. Yeah,
yeah,
right? That's a blast from the past.
Yeah, I'm about to take a ride. I'm about to take a ride real quick while I zone out that ish.
All
right,
let's do it.
This thing right here is letting all the ladies know what guys talk about. You know, the finer things in life. Check it out. Ooh, that dress so scandalous. You know another nigga can handle it. So you're shaking that thing like who's the ish? The look in your eyes so devilish. You like to dance on the hip-hop spots. And you cruise to the cruise to connect the dots. Not just urban, she liked the pop. Cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumped by the truck. Styles like what? Baby, move your butt, I think sing it again. She had dumped by the truck. Okay.
I like when the booty goes.
Oh, yeah. I can listen to that shit all day.
I never heard so much people discussing about Thong Underwear until the song had came out.
Yeah, you actually put Thong on the map, B.
That was like the topic. And you know what? It's funny because prior to that, nobody ever discussed about thongs. Thongs was only really used for lingerie. I've been using thongs forever and a day. You know what I'm saying? I can't have those grandma panties. First of all, my shit don't fit in there, and it ends up going in between. So I might as well just straight up.
They're going to turn into a thong anyway.
Go straight up thong, you know what I'm saying? Instead of digging it out. So, and then after this song, it was like, oh, you wear beads, you wear thongs, you wear whatever. I'm like, you late, dude. Like, I've been doing this.
Been in this game for years.
You know what I'm saying? I've been doing this. Yeah, so anyway, shout out to Cisco, man, and his crazy self. I don't even know what happened to him, you know, but that's how it goes, you know?
Yeah, he was supposed to come back. I forgot who he was dissing on his way back out, but that shit never really popped off for him.
He had tried, man. He had tried, but, it's just not for everybody, you know what I'm saying? It's hard for people to come back, though, from when you're doing hits like that. Like, there's so much stuff expected from you, you know? And it's crazy, but anyway, it was good while it lasted. And he definitely did his thing. Again, I want to thank everybody that came out to all the events I had all during last week in New York City. I appreciate, you know, the love. The love was crazy, even though I was trooping it out there with all my kids and stuff. Everybody extended their hand and made it much easier for me to be able to fulfill my obligations out there. So shout out to my family and my non-biological family. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Happy Thanksgiving to the whole Lush Radio family, to the whole E2K Magazine family, all the sponsors, all the supporters, you know, everybody, you know, shout out. And happy Thanksgiving to Monique that's on the check-in, and she's also reposting our page for our Midnight Hour. And everybody that supports, anybody you want to say happy Thanksgiving to, TDN?
Oh, yeah, man, I got two Thanksgivings I'm going to be attending. That's actually Thursday and Friday, so I'm going to be packing a lot of full shouts to my family, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my cousin Keisha D on the check-in. I see her Facebooking crazy. Happy Thanksgiving. Shout-out to the Lush Radio fam, the whole E2K staff. What up? Who else? Everybody, man. Just, you know, it's too late to think.
But but everybody, you know, eat well, enjoy, stay blessed. Let's just do, you know, less of the bullshit. You know what I mean? And more of what's important. You know what I'm saying? Which is family above all, family over everything. You know. And those that don't understand that, and we're gonna leave you in this midnight hour with a thought from Jill Scott. And what she's saying in the song, it just, you know, it's just how we have to live your life. So, Jill Scott, hate on me. You know what I'm saying? Hate on us. You can hate on me. You can hate on TDI. But you still got to listen. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to like us, but you're going to respect us. Yeah, salute me, bitch.
Silver platter, would it even matter? You'd still be mad at me if I could find an old bitch, a dozen roses, which I would give to you.
Don't let us, 'cause I'm gonna. 2. You're now listening to the Midnight Hour with your host, Emma E2K and TDI NYC.